Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kip Stube in Maryland.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks so much for joining our show today. This evening, we are talking about COVID-19, the decline in deaths and new cases, and the vaccination program. We'll also discuss several other issues.
In South Africa today, members of Umthakazi Republic Party staged a peaceful demonstration in South Africa demanding an end to human rights violations. They handed petitions detailing their grievances at the United Nations and the Zimbabwe Consulate in Pretoria.
We are also going to look at a group of Zimbabweans living and working in South Africa who are calling themselves Zimbabwean Exemption Permit Holders Association that have taken the South African government to court to force it to grant them a permanent residence permit. The group is part of close to 200,000 Zimbabweans who were granted special permits in 2010. The permits are expected to expire at the end of December, but the Department of Home Affairs is yet to pronounce that it will extend or cancel the permits.
And the Zimbabwean Solomon Tembo, who is based in Pennsylvania here in the United States of America, is contesting again in the Allentown mayoral election scheduled for Tuesday to November 2021, that is next week Tuesday. Tembo contested and lost in the 2017 election and hopes to do better this year.
But first, look at COVID-19. The Minister of Health reports that yesterday, one person died from COVID-19, while 36 new cases were recorded countrywide. As of 26th of October 2021, Zimbabwe had 132,724 confirmed cases, including 127,497 recoveries, 4,674 deaths. To date, a total of 3,281,724 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19, while 2,556,721 have got their second doses.
Let's talk. We are going to be joined by our guest, who we are going to introduce shortly. Asi totangatambokupa enirimi rwa mai kuti nasi musi wechitatu muchirongwa chedu chanotarisa zvokusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika nasi hurukuro dziri papi tichatanga tichitarisa nyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 tinonzwa kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda pamwe nekufa huri kuramba uchidzikira nezuro musi wa 26 October kana kuti 26 Gumiguru munhu mumwe chete ndiye akashaya nedenda reCOVID-19 vamwe vanokwana kuita makumi matatu nevatanhatu 36 wakawanikwawo vaine chirwere chinyika yose. Kuwanikwa kwevane denda irori kwakasvitsa uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 kubva zvatanga denda iri munyika pazviuru zana nemakumi matatu nezviviri nemazana manomwe nemakumi maviri nevana 132,724. Kuti vanhu vafa kusvika pari zvino vava zviuru zvina nemakumi matanhatu ngati zviuru zvina nemazana matanhatu nemakumi manomwe nevana 4,674. Iyewo nezuro pakupera kwezuva vanhu vanokwana kuita mamiriyoni matatu nemazana nezviuru mazana maviri nemakumi masere vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19 3,281,724. Kuti vakabayiwa nhomba yepiri vakanga vasvikawo pamamiriyoni maviri nezviuru mazana mashanu kana kuti 2,556,721 vanga vabayiwa nhomba yepiri sezvinokurudzirwa. Tinoziva tose kuti hurumende iri kuti dai yakwanisa kuti panopera gore vanhu vanokwana kuita mamiriyoni gumi vange vabayiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID-19. Tine nyayawo yatiri kutarisa yakakosha yakasvitswa kumatare edzimhosva muSouth Africa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika iyoyo zvine magwaro ekugara imomo muSouth Africa zviri kuzvidaidza izvo kuti Zimbabwean Exemption Permit Holders Association, isangano revanhu vane magwaro aya anobvumidza vana veZimbabwe kugara munyika. Vari kuti ayo vakaita chipiwa ugaro munyika iyoyo inganzi Permanent Residence Permits kuitira kuti vange vachikwanisa kugara munyika iyoyo nokuti kusvika pari nhasi havasati vaziva kuti chichi chaitika kumagwaro avo sezvo ari kupera kushanda muna December. Saka vanhu ivavo vakaenda kumatare edzimhosva kuti vanga vachibatsirwa kuti pagadziriswe panyaya yekuti vapiwe mapermanent residence. Asi takaonawo pano nepapo vamwe vana veSouth Africa kana zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa zvairatidzawo kugunun'una nedanho ratorwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe iroro kuti zvinge zvichipiwa mapermanent residence. Takatoona vamwe vachiisa pamadande mutande vachitiritena kana kutyisidzira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa. Zvakare nhasi imo muSouth Africa nhengo dzebato rinonzi Mutwakazi Republic Party dzaratidzira murunyararo dzikaenda kunosiya magwaro enyunyuto atingati mapetition kumuzinda weUnited Nations nemuzinda weZimbabwe Pretoria, vachinyunyuta nenyaya dzekuti kutyora kwekodzero kupere. Saka imwe nyaya tichakurukura iyoyo. Kuno muno muAmerica tine chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinoitwa vaSolomon Tembo vanogara mudhorobha reAllentown riri mudunhu rePennsylvania. VaTembo vari kukwikwidza musarudzo yameya iri kuitwa musi wechipiri svondo rinouya unove musi wa2 November makare muAllentown kuti vasarudzwe kunge vachipinda sameya weAllentown. Tinonzwa kuti sarudzo idzodzo vari kukwikwidzana nevamwe varume vaviri, ivo vaTembo vachanga vari independent kana kuti munhu akazvimirira asina bato, kwoita vavari kukwikwidzana navo vaTim Ramos vebato reRepublican Party pamwe chete navaMatt Tuvek, anzi Mark Tuvek vebato reDemocratic Party ndovavari kukwikwidzana navo. Tisakanganwa kuti vaTembo akasike kutanga vakambokwikwidza muna 2017 sarudzo dzavakadyiwa nevakanga vari meya nguva iyoyo vaEd Polosky vakasarudzwa kuuya meya, asi vaPolosky vakazokandwa mujeri kwemakore 15 nenyaya dzeuori zvaita kuti patsvage mumwe meya. Zviri kuitiwo vaTembo vari kuti aiwa rondo runo ndichashandisa ruzivo rwandakawana muna 2017 kuti ndinge ndichipefoma zvakanaka musarudzo iyoyo Gives.
Kunjalo sibili kunongo ke ukanjwa ngojonga kanomeni lamhla ke uhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk silakho okumele sikhulume ngakho. Ukhala sikhuluma nge-COVID-19 ukuthi ke kulo muntu oyedwa obule i-COVID-19 izolo wathi ke abafika 36 bahlolwe batholakala belegcwala le-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika njalo ukuthi kunabantu abayi 4674 asebabulawa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Luyabika njalo ukuthi kunabantu 132724 asebabanjwa umkhuhlane lo kusukela nyakenye. Phakathi kwenani leli kulabayi 127497 asebaphepha u-COVID-19. Kuzokuthi ngaso sikhangela ke asebehlatshwe ijekiseni kwakuqala yokuzivikela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 by 3.3 million. Kuzokuthi asebehlatshwe yesibili by 2.6 million. Sakhangela njalo khonoko okwenzakale eSouth Africa namhla ke obukade kulamalunga eMthwakazi Republic Party abetshengisele khonona ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Njalo kulo mnumzana Solomon Tembo khona ngapha ke use-Allentown ofuna ukuba ngumeya khonapho endaweni leyo. Kuzokuthi nxa sikhangela ke kulabanye abahlala kwale South Africa sesicela ukuthi banikwe ama-documents okuthi babe ngabantu bakwele South Africa. Laba ngabantu abalamaphepha okuthiwa ngama-exemption papers. Ndiyakhumbula lokhana ukuthi nxa ule phepha leli uyenelisa ukuthi usebenze khona kwele South Africa njalo uyenze konke nje okwenziwa umuntu wakwele South Africa. So sizaqhasa ke udaba lwethu lamhlanje lwe-COVID ngalabo abantu esikhulume labo abasithumezela amavidiyo. Okuqala nangu-ke umkhethi weBhebhe ukhuluma nge-COVID-19 ukhona ngale kwele Botswana.
Linjani Msakazi? Hayi, umkhethi weBhebhe ngikhuluma ngise-Gaborone Botswana. Hayi, lapha umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 u-under control sibili bayawukwanisa ukuwuhendla, iyazama kakhulu i-government yeBotswana. Kusukela even nge-first lockdown laphana ama-social worker abe-healthy nazo zonke nje inhlanganiso zikahulumende even sibi sabo abomthetho sibili bebengena nje yonke indawo lakuma-rural areas bebetholakala befundisa abantu bencedisa abantu ngokudla la ngayo yonke nje into elingabidingakala nje nge-COVID, especially kakhulu ngolwazi. Even layo iBotswana television iyafundisa kakhulu. Njalo ngingathi umkhuhlane lo u-under control sibili lapha. Even lezikolo ngesikhathi laphana ese-lockdown kuke kwavalwa isikolo sibili phose inyanga zonke nje ezintathu abantwana bengafundi and ngaleso sikhathi uhulumende waqhelisa isikolo wathola ukuthi abantwana bathi sebebuyela esikolo indawo zokufundela zasezizinkulu sibili amamaski ama-sanitizer lokhu akusweleki njalo ngingathi abantu balapha eBotswana umkhuhlane lo bawuthatha sibili siriyasi lolwazi njalo sibili kukhanya babangena ngoba hayi bona balandela sibili isiqondiso ezabekwayo yi-WHO ezokuvikela bayalandela abantu ngoba even kuma-public transport ama-sanitizer aswelakali le maski awusoze uphole umuntu ongelayo ngike ngaba kobulawayo ngoJulayi nginazelela ukuthi ukulandela kwangikhona abantu kabalandeli kakhulu ogqokayo ngogqokileyo and emthombeni uzathola ukuthi labana bayabe menezela labana owindi uyathola ukuthi umuntu uyabe ehambe iwindi livuliwe ehambe menezela engagqokanga imaski and kuyabe kunzima ungeke umtshele but lapha akunjalo icala sibili elikhulu ukutholakala ungela maski lapha la mapholisa nje uyathola ebhudabhuda bekhuza abantu ngingathi kulesi sikhathi abantu bayaresponda sibili ku-vaccine positively bayaresponda abantu sebehlehlatiwe
Well, Junga, that is Miss Pepe, Ketwe Pepe, she is in Botswana. So she's saying that in Botswana, you know, this program of actually informing people about the COVID-19 is progressing very, very well. And they've got some certain media organizations that are disseminating information. So via television, radio stations, and newspapers. And she's saying it's going very, very well. Saying that the government of the day is not discriminating against anybody who is in Botswana. So they are inoculating everybody that is in sight. So she's saying some Zimbabweans have been vaccinated as well. And she went home recently where she found that, you know, people are not following most of these regulations. Mm-hmm. Like only when you go into some combis or minibuses, she says you've got these touts who don't even wear masks. So it's difficult for people to just go around in Bulawayo. But she says in Botswana it's different. People wear masks, they follow WHO, you know, standards, you know, how to behave when there's COVID-19. So she says that's how it is in Botswana.
Yes, hongu ndanzwa vachitaura kuti aiwa zvinhu zvinenge zviri kukwanisa kudzivirirwa kana kuderedzwa kupararira kwedenda iri. Vari kutaura kuti Botswana is managing, iri kukwanisa kudzikisa. Ukasha kana kupararira kwedenda iroro chinove chinhu chakakosha tanzwa vachitaura nyaya yekuti pavakapindawo muZimbabwe vakashamisika kuti ayo muZimbabwe vashoma vari kuteera mitemo yeWHO kunze kwekunge vakupinda muchitoro kana kuti vakukwira muchovha ndobva unonzi pfeka maski kana kudii kudii chinove chinhu chisina kunaka chekuti unomirira kuzonzi nemumwe munhu pfeka maski kana kuti dzivirira kupararira kwedenda vanhu vanofanira kungozvitorera pachezvavo sedunga munhu kuti vazviite gibsi.
Yes, we also have a gentleman who is in Botswana. Let's listen to what he's saying about COVID-19.
Hello, good people. My name is Dian Mzigi Ngobe from Kai, but I'm residing in Botswana. With regards to COVID-19 vaccination program, here in Botswana, I can say so far so good. I have never heard of any incident of where people have been turned back, or where people have been denied getting vaccinated. It's very commendable what the government of Botswana is doing, especially to foreign nationals who are residing in Botswana, regardless of their status concerning their residence status. We really do recommend that, because I haven't had any incident where my peers or my colleagues or my kinsmen or my countrymen who have been chased away or being segregated or discriminated during the COVID vaccination. All who went there, they got the help, they have been vaccinated and given all the necessary documentation which proves that they have been vaccinated. With Linjane Mhlokwane, I am in Anyapil. No umumo we COVID ngapa eka kule Botswana is not all that bad. Njalo abantu ubunengi bethu ikakhulu thina esivela phandle kwelizwe, we are being vaccinated freely. Njalo akukabi angezwa any incident yokuthi abantu baphendukisiwe okubiselwe emuva ukuthi abamele basizwe, regardless ukuthi you are a resident or you are not a resident, as long as there's something to positively identify you ukuthi ungubani, konke kuhamba kahle. Kangikezwa any incident lanxa ngikade ngikhuluma labangane, ngikhuluma labantu nje abaningi, bonke besiloko sikhuluma sibona ukuthi hayi isimo sikahle. Njalo abantu bakhanya bayakwamukela, njalo bayakuthakazelela ukubana isimo sinjengaleso. Ekhaya bengisizwa kulama incidents ukuthi kuyahlatshwa i-vaccine ifike ingazi ukuthi iphelele ngaphi, into ezinjengazona lezo, kungani i-transparency yayo ekhaya ingani banzima. But lapha eBotswana so far, I can say so far so good.
Yes, Jonga, so there you are. You know, these two people are saying almost the same thing. But I think the bottom line is they are saying the vaccination program is going very well. And Zimbabweans living in Botswana are getting a lot of, information, plus they are being inoculated, you know. Yes.
Chini shuru fadza kunga vachitaura kuti chini shuru famba zvakanaka. Asi ndinoona kuti muZimbabwe vazhinji zvavo pano nepapo vakutera mitemo iyoyi yezvidzivirira, nokuti nguva yamboshaya vanhu vakawanda yakaita kuti vanhu vazvivhundukei, vanhu vakatya. Asi pachine vamwe vachiri kuda kubirira kuuya uchigonzo peka maski, geza vavo kuita zvakati idzokuzoya ipapo tinzwe rimwe video kipi.
Yes, we've got another person now. This one lives in Ireland. Her name is Piwe Nkonjeni Stole. So she's a medical practitioner. There she comes.
Ninjani Zuluganda. Ngiyaxolisa abakithi ngizakhuluma ngiphuthuma ngisemsebenzini, kodwa ngiceliwe lapho ukuthi ngithifahlafahle komzuzu. Mina nginguSiphiwe Sithole, umankonjeni kakhemesi, ngikhuluma ngiseDublin e-Ireland. Isimo se-COVID esikhona khathesi kumbe into esesiphakathi waso, hayi siyathembisa sibili, we are almost moving to i-green zone ukuthi sithi hayi besingafelayo. Kodwa into esingathi sisikhathaza njengomqando, abantu bebezamile sibili bavaccinator, balandela imithetho, social distancing, begeza izandla, belandela zonke izicebiso, hayi yehla sibili i-COVID. Lagezeka ilizwe kwaba nganeni, abesingafela ngichikesi eyodwa esibhedlela lesisebenza kiso. Kodwa ngizwe kuthiwa laba bokusalela bengavaccinethanga isiqalisile ukubaphinda, ngoba umqando usuphenduka lapha e-Europe. So kase uqanda, so kuthiwa abangavaccinethwanga yibo sokulama-cases ambalwa. Sikhona isibhedlela esisentshonalanga nje yelizwe okuthiwa sesilama-cases ambalwa, kodwa wonke ama-cases akhona ngawabantu abangavaccinethwanga. Akula muntu ovaccinethweyo osebonakele esibhedlela. Lokhu nje kubonisa ukuthi hayi i-vaccine iyasebenza ngempela. Sihlobo zami, umango nje owawuvela ulabantu labana abathi hayi thina asisoze si-vaccinate kancinyane, kodwa hayi ngizwe kuthiwa labo sebetshintsha ingqondo sebeqala ukuvaccinate. So nje isimo engingasitsho ngesokuthi hayi besokukuhle sibili, besokungathi kuyathendisa nelizwe lize lavuka.
They are Tonga, so she's saying that the situation in Ireland has improved a lot, and their only fears right now that in some places some cases are coming up because of the cold weather, you know. So she's saying that that's very concerning. And she's saying that most of the people that are actually contracting COVID-19 are those that have not been vaccinated. So she says those that have been vaccinated are finding it a bit comfortable these days. They can move around, do anything, but they are taking precautions because you never know what can follow after those serious waves, you know, previous ones.
Yes, Gipsy. Tiri kuona kuti vakawanda munyika dzakasiyana siyana pamavhidhiyo avatipai vari kutaura chimwe chete chekuti nyika dzavagere denda reCOVID-19 rinenge riri kukwanisa kudzikiswa. Asi chimwe chinhu chiri kufadza ndechekuti zvakaita semuno muAmerica, takanzwa veFDA vachitaura kuti Federal Drug Administration vachitaura kuti vana makore ari pakati pemashanu kusvika gumi nerimwe kana 5 to 11 vakukwanisa kuwana yavanoti low dose Pfizer low dose COVID vaccine. Ndo imwe development kana zviitiko zvinofadza zvinoita kuti zvinhu zvireruke, nokuti vakawanda vanga vanetseka kuti hongu ini baba ndienda baiwa amai vabaiwa mwana anenge ari makorewo. Saka tikaona zvashanda zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo, patorose runogona kusunungurwa gifts.
Yes, that's the case. It appears as if maybe things are turning around in terms of COVID-19. You know, we had some other interviews that were conducted by Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo. So let me give you one of the interviews in which he's talking to an elderly person who is living with his wife. His kids are in South Africa, and he's a pensioner. So he's saying that he's finding life a little bit difficult because, you know, he's not sure what is going to happen to him and his wife, but he's getting a bit of supplies from children in South Africa.
Are we coming back?
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Okay. What are you telling
me? I'm going to go to the
hospital. Okay. Yeah. Luna? Yeah. COVID?
So there you are, Chonga. He's a retiree. He's in Bulawayo. And he's saying that, you know, he was working for the Minister of Transport. But now he's home. He hasn't been given his pension and all those kind of things. So he's very uncertain. And they say, you know, during this COVID period, you never know what happens next, you know.
Gibbs nyaye vari pamujadigere vari papenjeni inyaya yagara iri kunetsa. Ndinoyeuka kuti mazuva apera takamboti kurukurei nevamwe vari kusangana nedambudziko iroro, vachitaura kuti vakatombosiyana nenyaya yekuteera kuti vanzwe kuti mari dzavo dziri papi, nekuti vari kushandisa mari yakawanda kufambira kuti vange vachiwana pensheni dzavo pasina chiri kubuda. Saka idambudziko hombe rinotarisirwa kuti hurumende inofanira kunge ichigadzirisa. Tinonzwa kuti tinoziva kuti kuchema kune kuchita vanhu ikoko kunosvikawo munzvimbo dzevakuru vehurumende votora matanho.
Yes, Chonga, we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Busan Busontini, and we are still waiting for other guests. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Dube and Chonga. How are you?
No, we're very fine. How are things?
Thank you so much.
We are doing well. It's getting cold.
Oh, yes, it's getting cold, and COVID may be coming back, right?
COVID is coming back. You know, even those that are vaccinated, you know, the effectiveness after 18 months, after 8 months, after the second dose, you know, they sort of expire, and now you need to get a booster. So, but we are surviving.
It's a tough situation, really. Chonga, go ahead.
Yes. How are you, Mr. Ntini?
I'm doing well, Chonga. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, even here, as you can see, my colleague Gibbs is putting on a heavy coat today, jacket. It shows that the cold is also affecting him.
It's quite cold, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting cold.
Yes.
So you were saying that we may experience another surge of COVID-19 because of the cold?
Yes.
But yes, go ahead.
No, go ahead, John.
Yes, I was saying, but we hear that if you are vaccinated, you are safe.
That is correct. But what's happening, John, I think, you know, most people who got two doses, or if you got one dose of the Johnson & Johnson, scientifically, it appears that after 8 months, the effectiveness of that vaccine gets reduced. I think they even talk of after 8 months, you could only be around like 46% protected, which means the longer, you know, the time goes, that vaccine that you took is no longer as effective. Now you need to get a booster. That's why the FDA has now approved the boosters. A lot of people, especially those that got the Johnson & Johnson, they are already lining up to get the booster so that they can revamp, you know, their, you know, immune systems by, you know, getting new vaccines. But if you got your two doses and you think that you are protected, you know, we have bad news, because eventually you may need to go for a third dose to continue being, you know, protected, especially if this COVID-19 lingers longer. When you look at a lot of people that are getting sick, if you look at the numbers now, you see that maybe they'll say there's 500 new cases, but 450 of those new cases are people that were never vaccinated. But there's 50 of the people that got vaccinated. So we are seeing the numbers increasing a little bit, but it's not alarming for people that we're vaccinated. We can use case in point, Powell, the gentleman that passed away, who was the Secretary of State in the U.S., the first black Secretary of State. He died, and he died of COVID, and he was fully inoculated. So you can tell that, you know, for most people, if you have underlying conditions, or if the effectiveness of that vaccine is expiring in your body, you can be exposed.
So now, looking at what is happening these days, you know, is it not, you know, discouraging people then from getting vaccinated? Maybe, you know, it's a serious situation, this.
No, I think this COVID-19, remember, Duve, for the flu, we get vaccinated every season, every winter season. Right about now, we should be getting vaccinated for flu. I think COVID-19 for quite some time, it may need to be a yearly vaccine. I don't think you can just get two doses and think that, oh, I'm tough as steel. I will not get sick. Definitely, you can contract COVID-19 even if you are fully vaccinated. The only difference is, will that sickness take you to the ICU? A lot of people, you get sick, but you're fine. You're walking around because you are protected by the vaccine. Mm-hmm. But that does not mean that you cannot get in your body. And, you know, the fact that you have in your body, you can transmit it to those that are underage or those that are not vaccinated. So I think, you know, COVID-19 is going to be around for quite some time. I'm looking at maybe 5 years. That we may have to get vaccinated every year.
Chonga.
Yeah, Zvakaoma Gibbs. Wongu zviri kutaurwa navantini chinhu chinotarisirwa kuti chinofanira chiitika nekuti chakatonzwa zvikuru muno muAmerica vachizivisa kuti vanhu vaende kunopiwa ari kunzi maBooster shots. Vataurawo nyaya yekuti hapana chinoshamisa kana kutyisa kuti vanhu vanga vachidzokera kunobayiwa zvakare iyo booster shot iyo tiona kuti gore rogaroga vanhu muAmerica muno vanobaiwa nomba yekudzivirira dziwa yava inonzi flu yama flu shots vanhu vanoenda vachibaiwa gore rogaroga saka zvinoratidza kuti mushayo unenge uine nguva yekungoti unokushandira kwegore rimwe chete gore rinouya uenda unodzivirirwa zvakare dziwa iroro kana flu zvimwe chetewo necovid 19 hapana chinenge chichityisa kana kushamisa kuti zvinge zvichiitika chikuru ndechekuona kuti vanhu vadzivirirwa here asi chimwe chingada kuzivikanwa Gibbs munyaya iyoyi yedenda recovid 19 ndekuti sezvakaita seZimbabwe takatarisa kuti iye zvino kusvika taakubata kutauda kutopinda muna November kwasara mwedzi muviri kuti gore ripere November naDisemba hurumende iri kutarisira kuti inge yabaya vanhu 10 million kusvika nguva iyoyo kana kuti 60% tingatarisira here kuti nguva iyoyo inosvika vanhu 10 million vabayiwa zvokuti pangazodaidzirwa vanhu kuti vachipiwa booster shots dziri kutaurwa idzi do you see that possible Gibbs kuti by December 31st 10 million vaccinations, inoculations, and then we'll also be looking, talking of booster shots.
You know, my father taught me one thing. He said, never say never.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in this case, I think they will have serious challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because looking at the time they started in February to actually jab people. So now, look at where we are. About 3.3 million people have received their first dose. And only 2.5 million have received their second dose.
Which is about a quarter.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So looking at 10,000, it's an uphill task, my brother. It's going to be very hard for them to achieve that. So it will be really, really difficult for them to do that kind of thing. So anyway, I think we are joined by another guest. That is Mr. Teo Mavhinga. He is in London. Mr. Mavhinga, welcome to the show. Mr. Mavhinga, can you hear me? I think your button is muted, Mr. Mavhinga. Can you unmute your button so that you can join the show? So I think he's going to unmute and then join our show. So let's wait for him. He's going to join us. So in the meantime, so Mr. Ntini, looking at what is happening right now in Zimbabwe, we know that there was a special rapporteur who actually wrapped up a business today. That is Elena Dohan. So Dohan is saying that Zimbabwe, she has made recommendations that, the West should actually lift targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, I did not get a chance to read the entire report, but from just scanning through it, yes, she's calling for the removal of the sanctions. But at the same time, she is acknowledging what steps need to be taken by the government of Zimbabwe for those sanctions to be removed. For instance, she speaks about, one, the Zimbabwe government needs to engage the EU, the UK, and the US, and others that have imposed the sanctions. And also, she does mention that there has to be a structured and meaningful dialogue on political reforms. Mm-hmm. So I think she is really recognizing that the only way that Zimbabweans can come out of this situation is to be united and have one voice. And I don't think she's talking about Pollard here. So that's why she's talking about a structured, a meaningful dialogue. I do foresee that we may see a recommendation whereby a third party comes in and be a mediator of, between the political parties in Zimbabwe and all other organizations that are interested in taking part in that dialogue. And she also mentioned about human rights and the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely, they did not get a blank check. Of course, we know that maybe the state media will only pick that first, paragraph or the sentence about, yes, asking for sanctions to be removed. But I think there are definitely steps that need to be taken that she indicated in that report. It was surprising that her report was actually very objective. The report is very detailed. I just haven't had time to read the entire thing, but just by scanning through it, definitely she does recognize that there's a lot of work that needs to be done. beginning with the dialogue between the Zimbabwe government and those that impose sanctions.
Yes, hold on there and mute your button. So, Chonga, we're joined by Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF official. I think, let me put it right, he is in the Central Committee of the ruling ZANU-PF party, and we still have Mr. Teoma Vinga. Maybe he can unmute his button so that he comes in, then we bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma. But I think maybe Mr. Teoma Vinga is actually traveling. So can you talk to Mr. Chuma?
Chuma? Yes, Baba Chuma. Magadi.
Magadi.
I want the room for you. Taona kwa kura budiswa na United Nations ruku donongoza zinonzi zakoani kwa nenuwe ya wakatumira ku Zimbabwe amai Alena Duane ichikuru chanongezwa nisi ya kuti shirango zinofana kubiswa pozo ita nyaye kuti po garwa pasi ne warumu Zimbabwe kuti wa gadi zise matamu ziku yu ayo mwecheto ne anonzi wakaisa zirango kutipone kwa kuti zhiye zinofana mshi gadi zisu Chizu kama mga taura kwa msoro kwari, chitanga tango tarisa kwari, hiru utozo kinda ya limu nishimu.
Ndatenda kukuru. Zwa budi sane na madama wako UN hawa. Zwa gara, zanga zitoli pamoni. Ule mtunga mire wedwe Zimbabwe wa His Excellence wa kumpeze iti nanga kusu. Ino, pichoda udaira kuti, ya uchidzane kuti kufira, kutanga. Uchondo wao wakagara wechingotara kuti hapana chinhu chakakosha sekuti vana veZimbabwe vaswedererane vauye pamwe chete vogara pasi votaurirane kuitira kuti tione nzira yatingaite kubuda nayo kuti Zimbabwe yedu iyi inakire munhu wese saka zvavanga zvichitaura izvi zvinhu chaizvo zvagara zvanga zvipamwoyo wehurumende yeZimbabwe zvagara zvipamwoyo weZANU-PF zvagara zvipamwoyo wemunhu wese anoda kuvaka nyika yedu yeZimbabwe saka ndozvatakaramba tichingotaura tichingoti vanhu venga vauye tigare pasi pamwe chete ndinoziva kuti vanhu vakawanda vanoda zvozoda kushoropodza Pola Dia haina kuitira unzi pamwe yaitira munhu mumwe chete kana kuti kana kuti munhu akaita sei yakaitira munhu wese hayo Dopa taifa hunge daiti maZimbabwe taifa huye imo muya mkati. Tochishora zvatiri kushora, tichigadzisa zvatiri kugadzirisa. Kana kune chinhu chatiri kuona kuti hachifamba zvakanaka maringane nenyaya yedu yeZimbabwe, taifanirwa kunge dai takauya ikupaya, tozvigadzirisa. Saka apa takungoudzwa nemunhu abva kunze zvinhu zvatotambwa kudhara nemutungamiri wedu weZimbabwe. Huyai tese. Tichireva kuti vinhu veMDC Alliance inotungamidzwa naadvocate vachapisa vamonzora kuMDCT kana kuti vekuMRP kana kuti vapi zvavo vanhu vanoda zvokuti Zimbabwe ibudirire vanhu vese vaifa kunge dai takauya iko paya tichigadzisa kana tichiona kuti uyu akodzera kuti dai achicheya ichi togadzira ipapo uyu ndori paucheya ichi togadzira ipapo nekuti solution yese iyi sezvavataura ivo vamirira United Nations inobva pano muno muZimbabwe kwatiri maZimbabwe
siyakuzwa baba Chuma kodwa ke okukhona kuti abanye abantu bathi hayi izitezo leza kumele azesulwe ngoba ibandla leZANU-PF lokho esephula ilungelo loluntu ngakuthini ngakhonokho
yabona lapho ke yikho lapho kusuka kube nohlupho lokuthi wena abantu siyakwazi yini bana izitezo lezi zafakelani ngoba loko kuti busota kuna ngama-human rights kumbe loko kunyewa kuthize mina njalo kukhangela ngithi ngabantu nje abangonanzeleliyo izitezo lezi zafakwa ngemva kokuthi sesiyenze i-fast track land reform program kuyana laphana zithathwa umhlabathi kusuka emakhiweni kusiya ebantwini abamnyama so yinto okumele sinazelo leyantona even kathesi sikhuluma kanje nxa ngakutshela singathi right sokuthi njinombuso kumbe sokubusa u-advocate jamisa kumbe umonzola kumbe umqondisi moyo kumbe ubani as long as bengabiselanga umhlabathi emathiweni itheso lezasoze ziphumi yiliqiniso kumele abantu belikhangele belinazinaleli asikho konke lokho okucatshangelayo lokho ngoba ungakhangela even nxa sesithi ama-human rights lawo esikhuma ngawo khangela amazwe ayenze okubi okudlula thina lapha kwelakithi eZimbabwe khangela even khona ngapho emelika lapha elikhona lina How many times sibona abantu bezebecina basithi Black Lives Matter abantu abamnyama behlukumezwa unyoka unzima is that human rights na so akukho lokho othanda mbetha yikho lokho okwenza ukuthi iJesu lezizibe khona into vele iqoqela sendaba lapho esezintona iJesu lezizibe khona indaba yomhlabathi and as long as singakujinjanga ukwana ele kuzaba njengendaba leyana eVenezuela if you remember about it kudala iVenezuela layo bayifake eJesu but hayi kungaguquka umbuso labana kuzatshintsha waguquka umbuso kodwa njengalotho ababakhiphelanga iJesu nalezi so yinto esiyaziyo esikhangileyo and president is there already.
Yes, siyakuzwa Juma, sicela ufake ngesikhiwa nje ngamafushane khonokho kade ukhuluma ngakho.
Right, I was saying that the people need to understand really the essence and the origins of these sanctions that we're all talking about. These sanctions really have nothing to do much about human rights violations and all these other things that they want to put us across and make us believe. It is mainly because of the land reform, the fast-track land reform that we did in Zimbabwe when we took the land from the white people and gave it to the indigenous people. And that thing has riled them so much that that thing will never change. And even if we were to change government today and even have Advocate Chamisa as president or even Douglas Monzora as president or even Kondisimo as president, as long as they do not reverse the land issue, sanctions will never go, and that's how America is always going to be like. So all these things are just things to hoodwink us to think that maybe they want to change anything. But the fact of the matter is that the bottom line of all this whole story is the land. As long as we don't reverse it, we are stuck there. And look, like I said, the UN representative came in and she saw it and she has spoken about it. And look, she spoke the same language that our president spoke about from 2017 when he came in. To say, let us as Zimbabweans come together, sit down, dialogue together, whatever platform, but let's come together and dialogue. We can prescribe who want to chair us, who want to, the modus operandi of how we want to do the dialogue. But the most important thing and the bottom line of this whole story is that we as Zimbabweans need to come sit down, find each other, and that's the way to go. And she has prescribed it exactly as our president prescribed it in 2017.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Mr. Chuma. Mr. Chuma is the Central Committee member of ZANU-PF. I'm not sure whether Tiwa Mavinga can hear us, but if you can hear us, Mr. Mavinga, can you unmute your button?
Yes, I can hear you, yes. I'm on the road, but I can hear you clearly.
Yes, Chunga quiet and talk to Mavinga.
Yes, Mr. Mavinga, we are talking or discussing about the statement that was released by the UN with regards to recommendations by Special Rapporteur, Ms. Alena Duwan. What's your take on that statement?
Well, it is not a surprising statement. It was expected that within the broader public relations strategy of ZANU-PF, she delivered partially. But what was surprising was the forthright pushback against the rhetoric of sanctions as a strategy for advocacy and saying we should talk about serious dialogue and serious reforms around human rights, around the rule of law. That was quite surprising that she could be that adding to her friends we had invited here, expecting a tabula rasa, a silver plate of endorsement and propaganda. But, well, it did not happen quite as planned. But in terms of impact, it's just mere talk. What we need really, and what as human rights activists we insist on, is to say, where the issue of accountability for human rights, for the people who were killed, we cannot just begin to say, lift targeted sanctions on individuals who committed gross human rights abuses. There are steps that need to be followed. When we talk of Washita Gray and his companies, it is not for the ordinary suffering person in Zimbabwe to be standing up and saying, after Commander Agbeto was looted, you cannot support them to say, remove sanctions on those that are corrupt without accountability. Because corruption is the evil that has brought economic liberty to Zimbabwe, and not this propaganda of sanctions. Thanks.
As far as you're concerned, Mr. Mavinga, you're saying that, there's nothing that is going to change here, right?
Well, we hope that after having spoken to the government, we hope that the government of Zimbabwe in accepting a real dialogue around human rights and the rule of law, and not this rhetoric around sanctions. It's a waste of time. It's just a mere talk to make them feel better about themselves as a ruling party. But the reality is that if we want to take Zimbabwe forward, we need to address issues of corruption, of bad governance. People who steal gold, kilograms and kilograms of gold, must be put in jail. They cannot be going scot-free because they know someone in government. People who kill people or who rape and murder, they must go to jail. They cannot say, just forget about these abuses and it's business as usual. It's not like that. The world does not work like that. Mm-hmm. The positions of the U.S. government, Britain, and the EU, does not depend on pronouncements by Madame Alan Duhan or others. They depend on performance and action. You know, action speaks louder than words. These are just, you know, mere talk does not take us anywhere as a country.
Thank you very much, and mute your button. So let's go to Ubaba Untini. So Ubaba Untini, lapha ke uyaveza wakhuluma lapho uthuma lo baba uMavinga. So when ubona njani konke lokho?
Mina ngivumelana lo Mavinga, le kuMavinga uchaye khanda. I-owners iku-government yeZimbabwe ukuthi yenze lokho kumele ikwenze. I think we start to go to solve the hlupho. Now, umuntu esifana khona hayi ilizwe leZimbabwe kade khangele amalungelo abantu, alenze ama election reforms. Lokunengi ngendlela ukuthi corruption ihambe. Akutsho ukuthi umuntu lo uthini ukuthi ama sanction abe khona. Yenza isiyazi ukuthi wena ungale kwesayidi yomgwaqo. Ala ngento empi yenziwa i-government yethu yanamhlanje. Kuyose senzakala ukuthi i-government leli liyapanishelwa khona lokho. Kuzakutsho ukuthi nxa umuntu esithi khona hayi akube lo tshintsho entweni ezithize ukuthi ama-sanction abe khona. Ama-sanction kumele ehambe. Kodwa ama-sanction kumele ehambe ngokuthi thina njengamaZimbabweni senze into elengqondo. I-government yethu isikhokhele kuhle. Yenze ama-election reform ibe lakho ukuzwela abantu i-corruption ihambe njalo i-respect ama-human rights and the rule of law then ama-sanction kumele ehambe kodwa ukuthi ama-sanction apho ngokukhithwa nje umzulu wabuthuma ngiyamuza ukuthi hayi ama-sanction wayindaba yolenza kodwa angiboni kuliqiniso khona lokho ngoba nje siyawazi ama-sanction lawa kule mhlobo embili. Kulama sanction afakwayo afakelwa abantu abathize ngenxalo kodwa izidera. Izidera yona ngwayo ikhangele indaba zefunding i-government zeZimbabwe ngaphosha i-IMF ngi World Bank siyacela izimali. I-government enjenge-US ngi-UK le-EU bengavimba bengafaka umgoqo ukuthi bengavuki lokho. Kodwa siyawazi ukuthi i-America, i-EU, isiphumile yakhuluma ukuthi vele yebo izidela ikhona, kodwa ayikasetshenziswa. Ngoba i-government yeZimbabwe yephula i-relationship yayo le-IMF, le-World Bank, kuma late 90s, ngokwehluleka ukubhadalela izikwelede zayo. So vele yona i-government yeZimbabwe ayiphiwa ama-loan i-IMF, le-World Bank. Then ama-sanction nje okudeyo sitsho ukuthi kulabantu abathize abakuma-sanction, kulama-companies athize. So angikwazi ukuthi kuthiwa kube njani. Le Zimbabwe i-government yethu ingenza lokho kumele ikwenze, bayakwazi okumele bakwenze. Ama-sanction engahamba. Njalo sizwile i-American government, the EU isithi ayilendi. Asiyo okuthiwa yiyo emqoka kukho lokho. Asilungiseni thina okumele sikulungise ama-sanction azahamba.
Yes, akuzwa kakhulu ke Joga.
Yes, ndida kuthi maybe let me throw a question to Honorable Chuma because we heard from Mr. Mavinga where he's saying, the UN rapporteur just said things as they are. And I think ZANU-PF were not expecting what's in the report. And also the fact that the rapporteur or the UN may come up with such a statement, but the onus is in the countries that imposed those sanctions to lift them, not the UN. What's your take, Honorable Chuma?
Thank you very much, Mkomo. Look, it's quite very true. The UN representative is only out there to do what she was mandated to do by the organization, and it was to come and see the effects of sanctions on ordinary people. And she has done that, and she has given out her report. And there was nothing totally amiss about that report. Like I said earlier on, it's things that we know happening. It's things that even our president pronounced upon to say that let us have a dialogue as a nation. Let us have a peaceful coexistence, and hence the coming together of all different political leaders to say, let's foster that mentality of oneness in Zimbabwe and be able to say that, yes, we can vary politically and have different political parties and ideologies, but at the end of the day, the common denominator should always be Zimbabwe. And that then must then make us be able to say we can coexist without the violence that we're talking about, without all the abuses that you would want to talk about. Yes, they do happen. They do happen world over. They happen in most developed of the countries that we can ever think of. But what we're saying is that we need to keep the
I think your phone is cutting, Chuma.
Or eradicate them totally. Actually, that would be what would be glorified and be envious to everybody to find a society where no one wants to harm. Yes. So thank you very much. So I was saying that right. So I was saying that. So the fundamentals are that the report from the UN representative. Exactly what the government of Zimbabwe, the president himself, has always advocated for. And so there's no surprise at all there. And by the way, she's not a friend of ZANU-PF. She's a representative of the United Nations. The problem with us is that if somebody seems not to agree with our position, then we want to label them the other side. It should never be like that. She has come out there and put up a fair report, a balanced report, and things that are happening that we all know are happening and that we want to make sure that they don't happen at all. And therefore, that doesn't make a friend of ZANU-PF at all. She's just a United Nations representative who came down on the ground and saw for herself and then made a recommendation accordingly. And that's how it should be taken.
Yes, clarify. I think we have to look over.
Yeah, I think Mama Owile or United Nations, Ubuye, Piwe, Umbokota, Zokangela, Ibana is just so lazy, it's not a Zimigant, and who went there could not move Yelena Eco delay. Manja says, Rabbi says it on a Ungan, where Zanopi of Lanan landing over Ukumes, Benzan is the Habrana, Lowes and Pay, put a lamp of Ukumes in the end of the child of Pay. I wouldn't have Lanes and Pay, I wouldn't desire is an okay. In the cartel, izinto ezavele zakhulunywa ngumongameli from 2017 ukuthi hayi asibeni ndawonye njengabantwana beZimbabwe sikwanise ukuphilisana ukuthi omunye usebandlelela ithize omunye usebandlela ithize akulani lakho lokho okuqhakazile ukuthi nasonke singabantwana beZimbabwe khonokhwana yikho okuzenza ukuthi khona indaba zama-human rights ziphele ngoba akula muntu ozabe esikhangela omunye esefuna ukumtshaya ngenxa yokuthi yena lo ungale lo unga so bonke khonokhwana yinto vele evele isengqondweni sekuzenzeni kamongameli wethu njalo uhulumende wethu njalo ibandla lesizwe asifundeni ukuthi sithi coexist sisonke ndawonye khonokwana yikho okuzayenza into nabantu bengatshani abantu bengalimazani yikho konke khonokwana vele okwakuhlala okukhunywa yinto phela eyayenza ukuthi kube lepolatilanti hayi buyani ndawonye madoda asifeni ndawonye sibone nto kanti singakwenza njani into lokhu singadonsa njani ukuthi ilizwe leli lime libe lilizwe eliqondileyo elilungileyo.
Thank you very much. Stay on the line, Jonga. Maybe you can go to Mr. Mavinga.
Yes. Mavinga.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, Chonga.
Yes. Mr. Mavinga, we heard from from Honorable Chuma there. He's saying that what Zimbabwe needs is dialogue. And I think all parties in the country have been calling for dialogue. Maybe the difference being that the platform or a forum where dialogue can be done is what was the most impeding factor here. But all people, they are looking forward to dialogue. Can we see this happening now after, following the report from the UN?
It's quite true that there is need for dialogue. But the problem that I see is that there is lack of sincerity, because you cannot talk of dialogue by day and people are being beaten up by night. People are being, other groups and political parties are being stopped from moving about freely in a free country like Zimbabwe. So this is the problem, that there is a lot of violence that is going on under the cover of darkness, and sometimes in broad daylight. And the police are not doing their job. Human rights abuses are going on left, right, and center. There are a lot of insults in state media and things like that. So how can you have genuine dialogue with that kind of context and background? So unless and until there is a seriousness, there is respect, and there is a due process of law, there is a following of the rule of law and respect for human rights, you cannot have any serious dialogue that can take people anywhere. But yes, there is need for dialogue. But at the moment, it's very difficult to have dialogue at the top of the table while someone is busy butchering you underneath the table.
Ndingango kuti ndikukumbire mungodzokorana nerurimi rwamai kuti tinoona kuti munyika zvataurwa nesangano rero United Nations zvino zvazvichingotaurwa nemapoka akasiyana siyana kuti panofanira kuita nhaurano kana kugara pasi vanhu vokurukura, asi chaichingosiyana inyaya yekuti pogarwa pasi vachikurukura vari papi, vamwe vari kuti kupuladhi, vamwe vari kuti aiwa toda kutaura vaviri vakanga vari pamusoro panyaya dzekuti ndiani akawana mavhoti musarudzo nezvimwe zvakadaro. Zvii zvingachitarisirwa kuitwa tichiona iro gwaro rabudiswa neUN riri kukurudzira kuti paitwe nhaurirano?
Zvinofanira kuti zviitwe ndezvekuti nhaurirano dzakakosha, asi nhaurirano dzinotanga nekuremekedzana nekukudzana uyezve nekurega mhirizhonga. Hakuna nhaurirano dzinonzi ngadziitwe pamusoro petafura asi munhu achitswinywa pasi petafura kana kumbunyikidzwa. Kuremekedzwa kwekodzero kwakakosha. Ndo zvinofanira kuti zviitwe izvozvo, uyezve kurevesa, nekuti kana vamwe vachitukwa vachinzeva vatengesi vakaipa vakadii vasina kuparikanya munyika yavo, vachidziviswa kufamba, vanhu vachionekwa vachitakurwa nemarori kunzi endai munodzivisa mutembe nematombo itai zvakati zvakati, mozotizve ngatitaurirane. Ko, mungataurirana sei nemunhu anenge achishungurudzwa, anenge achivhika matombo nematemo nemakano? Ngapave nerunyararo, mapurisa ochengetedza runyararo. Ndokuti paite nhaurirano dzakatsiga dzinopa pundutso kunyika yeZimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let's have Mr. Ntini, your last word, Mr. Ntini.
Yeah, I think dialogue is important, but I think what is required out of that dialogue, it has to be, we need an independent mediator. And also we want all parties, whether they are political parties or churches or whatever, they all need to be on the same footing. They should all come in equally. There should not be a referee that is higher than others. That would be my view.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chuma, 30 seconds, you've got the last word.
Thank you very much. It all boils down to what we've all. There is definitely a need for us and the people and the country to find each other and coexist and learn to tolerate each other with our political diversities. So once we achieve that, then we are quarter to solving our problems as a country. Assassins definitely must go, and unfortunately, like I said, they are not assassins that we all think of, like human rights, corruption, and the reforms that we want to talk about. These are about land, and I can bet you my last dollar, as long as the land belongs to the indigenous Zimbabweans, these things are not the light of the day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On that note, we end our show today. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Joseph Chuma, a Central Committee member of ZANU-PF, Mr. Tuoma Mvinga, a human rights lawyer, and Mr. Busane Mbuso Ntini, a social and political commentator based in USA. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Good night.